It's all about philanthropy, a philanthropic area in which we live. I'll ask my next guest if that is a fact. On behalf of the Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy, let's talk about Voice GR and more in underneath the umbrella. Always a pleasure to have you in the house. Stephanie Adams, Marketing Communications Manager with the Center. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Special hello to you, Melissa Cy O'Brien, Research Manager. Good morning to you, Melissa.
Good morning, Shelley.
How have you, what's just been your career journey?
So I have a master's in public health from the University of Michigan, and I joined the Community Research Institute in 2014, and I'm now a research manager, and I manage projects.
Great. And here to talk about one. How's Miss Dorothy A. Johnson, Stephanie?
She's fantastic. We actually just celebrated her last night out at the LIDA event out at the Lakeshore.
Good. Well, I asked that because she is a mover and shaker and proud to have a center on her behalf and obviously proud to talk about this topic of philanthropy. What is the purpose of the center, Stephanie?
The center is focused on research tools and data and thought leadership for the philanthropic sector.
And we're a pretty philanthropic area, aren't we?
We sure are.
Just want to make sure I'm telling the listeners the right deal. Hey, we want to talk about Voice GR. We've talked about it before, past, present, and obviously what the future is. So let's go back and forth on this important topic. What is Voice GR?
Voice GR is a broad-scale community survey that focuses on a variety of topics. Some of those topics include neighborhood strengths and weaknesses, safety, employment, health, education. This year we have some questions about water quality and food access.
Is this part of a, I'm just throwing out questions that I personally have, is this part of a, do other cities have voice, New York City, or is this unique to Grand Rapids?
Yeah, here? To my knowledge, I think this is unique to Grand Rapids. Last year we had done some research with Muskegon and Byron Center, and this year we're focusing back on the Grand Rapids area.
Why does this matter?
Well, it really matters because we want to have this as with part of the Community Research Institute as a gift to back to our community so that nonprofits and foundations and business leaders and our community leaders can use the information to really make thoughtful change based on perceptions of our Grand Rapids or surrounding residents' ideas.
So when did this start last year?
The survey started in 2001, but we revamped it in 2013.
Okay. So let's talk about, I guess, the findings, the data points of interest from last year.
Great. So last year we had a qualitative analysis piece, which means that participants were able to answer open-ended questions and fill in their responses, and we pulled out themes from those. So two of the topics were top strengths of neighborhoods and top issues of neighborhoods. So the findings that came out of that were that residents noted one of the top strengths was community or people, such as having a sense of community, people being friendly, welcoming, inclusive, and diverse. Kind of on the flip side of that, a top issue was also lack of community cohesion. So people felt that, the lack of diversity or having issues with neighbors, homelessness, poverty were some of the big issues last year.
How'd you do the survey again?
So for data collection, we administer paper surveys and also have an online survey platform where people can take the survey. We also go out to community events to ask people to take the survey.
We want the survey to be as inclusive as possible, so we also translate it in Spanish, and we actually have people that will read it to people as well to make sure that we are overcoming any barriers so that we can have a very good segment of the communication and the community so it can be representative of the community.
Yes. Were you pleased with, the participation and or the results? Do you have work to do?
I think we're very pleased. Over the past few years, it's definitely grown. It started with about 3,000 respondents a couple years ago. Last year, we had about 5,000. And this year, we're hoping for more than 5,000 respondents. So definitely room to grow, but I think we're improving over the years.
From a research methodology standpoint, it does meet the more than the baseline needed to represent the community.
Yeah, definitely. So what we try to do is match our survey demographics with the underlying population of the greater Grand Rapids area on several different characteristics, race, gender, education level, household income.
Well, obviously, as long as that person is applicable, you don't turn anyone away.
Correct. Right. Yeah. And the survey is for adults 18 and older.
Do you push, push isn't the right, correct, do you use the college students as a base?
Yeah, we definitely invite college students to participate in the survey and share their voice, so long as they're 18 and older.
And our college students actually help us administrate it. So we have a GVSU street team made up of primarily students that go out and help with serving.
So it's a learning tool, too, from that end. So anything else when it comes to interest from last year and obviously how this is going to happen this year?
Yeah, I think from last year we saw that this importance of community, and we had 63% of survey respondents said that they agreed that schools in the community are committed to building each child's strengths. So I think that's a really interesting tie to the education system in the Grand Rapids area. This year, yeah, again, we're focusing on several different topics, but looking at the intersection of transportation and jobs, kind of job skill development, water quality, food access, several different topics.
Before I ask, obviously, how to take this next step, there is a workshop coming end of July that might be important to talk about here.
Yes, we're very excited because we have so many nonprofits and foundations are really interested in how to use this data to either apply for grants or look at different ways that our community has needs. So we are going to do a deeper dive of these tools and show people how to get into them and use them for their organization. So on July 20th from 11:30 to 1, bring your lunch over to the Johnson Center, and we're going to have Jody and Melissa will be there as well, and they're going to do a deeper dive on all the different tools that are available through VoiceGR.
And I trust you're asking nonprofits in our area to take advantage of the hard work that you've done to make their organization shine.
We do. At the end of the, in the spring, at the end of the survey, we compile all the data and we have a huge summit and we share that with everybody in the community. And we had 400 people attend last year and it keeps growing. People really want this information. They really want to make good decisions based on data. And so we're excited to be able to do that again this year.
Great. So here we are, June. What's your next measurement opportunity?
Yeah, so you'll see the street team out at events coming up tonight at Movies in the Park. We'll be at Grand Rapids Pride tomorrow. We are on Jazz in the Park on Monday. So, yeah, you'll see us around in bright blue shirts.
Yeah, so look for those with the survey. And don't shy away. Survey takes, what, 5-7 minutes maybe?
Well, it is quite in-depth. So okay. It's about 15 minutes. So it's a little bit of a commitment, but we're happy to help administer that in many ways as possible. And if you're a nonprofit organization or a business that wants to make sure that your either constituents or your staff take it, we are happy to send it out and get it to you.
Because it's available online as well. So
exactly.
I want to concentrate, make sure we do that. Okay. Final words, Melissa?
We just encourage people to take the survey and share their voice. You know, without voices, we have no data to analyze and no results to provide back to nonprofits and the community. So really encourage people just to take the survey either online or in person.
Is that an anonymous survey?
It is, yes.
Yep. There you go. Yep. Stephanie, close me out.
Well, come visit us at voicegr.org for the survey. Check us out at all the events. And if you're interested, contact us at Johnson Center. For philanthropy, again, just come out, voicegr.org.
Get involved. Thanks to you on behalf of our segment. Thanks to the Dorothy A. Johnson Center for Philanthropy, Stephanie Adams, and Melissa Sy O'Brien. We'll speak again on behalf of this VoiceGR.